I'm walking into the event called Carabos, surrounded by fragrant fire, amongst things. There's lots of buckets of flame, and there's a moving sculpture of flame in the middle of a pond, and there's an awful lot of people, and I've just come down from the Spiegel tent, and there's even more people up there. It's a glorious evening in Milton Keynes. I am a little bit hot and clammy, even, and I'm only wearing a t-shirt and a Scotty vest. So, just goes to show, summer finally made it. Had a really amazing day here, starting with me participating as an allegedly knowledgeable person who was to sit at a table as people came in and sat down for 20 minutes, small groups like micro-conference meets, speed dating. And they came in, sat down, and we talked and had a conversation, and we shared stories and information. And then the bell would ring and people would move along. I'd stay in the same place and someone else would come along. And it was really interesting. Really interesting, because it was like a micro-conference. And what a great way to actually share loads of information. People screaming, because obviously there's some flames just shot up in the air behind me. I'm walking towards the music, though, because this is just intensely beautiful, walking down a pathway of parallel lines of fire. And I know there's sculptures up ahead. Some look like volcanoes. Some are spitting fire. Some are just smouldering. And wow, just as I come around the corner, then a whole new skyline of what it looks like. Really beautiful flaming trees. There's a lot of contrasts here. I watched a show earlier on from Cambodia, and we basically were watching the reenactment of torture at one point, but it's so beautiful. So beautiful, this dance meets theatre meets really disturbing torture. Looks like there's a band playing in a stage dotted and lined with fire. So I'm going to head over there. Milton Keynes Festival. It's like, I would say that it's like Burning Man without the illegal insanity. Very, very family friendly. And the theatre, outdoors and under canopy. I don't know where this kind of thing exists to this extent. Maybe it takes an art and theatre appreciator like the Stables to do something like this, and be a part of the organising of something like this for Milton Keynes, which seems designed for this kind of easy to walk between open air festival, pretty much in the centre of a city. Loving it.